This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance. I'm Riley Smith. The ag industry is keeping an eye on the Mississippi River water levels. We'll have more from the Soy Transportation Coalition right after this.
Our farmers feed us all. For generations, they've done what's best for the land. So why is the litigation industry threatening Iowa farmers' go-to crop protection tool? Without glyphosate-based herbicides, crop yields will drop, costs will soar, and we'll all see even higher grocery bills. Farmers need to be supported, not controlled. To keep glyphosate available in our state, go to TakeControlIowa.com. Paid for by Modern Ag Alliance in support of Iowa farmers.
Grain shippers and farmers are keeping an eye on the water levels in the Mississippi River. Mike Steenhook, executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, said water levels have been a consistent challenge to shipping grains for the last few years.
One of the challenges that we've had really over the past several years, and it's really continued in 2024 and still concerns in 2025, are low water levels on the Mississippi River. And that has impact on the efficiency of barge transportation. It has impact on the efficiency of that whole Mississippi Gulf region that accounts for 55% of U.S. soybean exports.
The soybeans that leave from the 9 export grain terminals along the Gulf of Mexico are fed by shipments carried on the Mississippi River.
Low water conditions in 2022, 2023, and then also in 2024. Fortunately, there has been a bit of a rebound in water levels on the Mississippi River. It first started in late October, where during the month of November, we received a considerable amount of rainfall. So that helped recharge the system to an extent.
Steenhook said they've seen water levels drop quickly in the past.
It doesn't really take long for water levels to retreat when you have an elongated period of dry weather. And so we saw that all of a sudden happen as well. Where we stand right now is that we have had some moisture in the Mississippi River watershed, which has caused water levels to go back up noticeably. So that's obviously been beneficial. But this is something that continues to be on our radar screen, something that we're certainly continuing to monitor. And we really do need to see a continued amount of precipitation.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.